We will hit the record button, and we will be live in a couple seconds.
I'm about to tweet.
All right, and we are live. Hey, everybody in internet land, welcome to Real Talk. We'll go ahead and start this off with our intro music. Once again, a lot of the people on Google Hangouts has told us that they cannot hear our intro music or sometimes the music. It's mostly for the podcast, so if you check out the podcast, you'll hear why. We have music and stuff. It's to introduce the next section. So without further ado, here is our show.
And here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk, a show thought up and acted out in real time. I am one half of the act turned down by every circus in the land, Jeremy. And here is my heterosexual life mate,
Doug.
Be prepared for an amazing show, as we have some pretty great news and stories out of Hollyweird, as well as some voice acting, gaming, and more. We also have a special guest host. Please help me welcome someone who is tearing up the net with her YouTube series. How do I pronounce it? Because is it just...
It is Carissa.
Carissa.
I yep. told you. Like, Carissa
you're
explains
right, you're
it all.
Right.
I was going to murder it. I was going to be like, I don't know. Because I'm usually really bad at names. And I should have let you. Doug say it. All right. You'll go by CJ for short.
Yes.
She is very charming, beautiful, and of course, geeky. All the guys love her. All the women want to be her, especially Doug.
Oh.
So please welcome CJ to the show. Welcome, CJ.
Hello, lovelies.
CJ, you have a YouTube series. How long have you been on YouTube now?
Oh, a couple months maybe, like on and off, because I've been switching stuff around.
Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to start here with a couple questions, kind of get to know you, introduce you to some fans that we have that may not know who you are. But you are on YouTube, you have a show, you also are on Twitter, you have a ton of followers. How did you come over kind of to the dark side, if you will, with comics and kind of your geekiness? Where did it all start for you?
I'd say when I was little, we had this little grocery store, and my grandma always took me there, and they had comics, and it started out with Archie, not my favorite comic, but it started out with Archie, and then they had, like, some amazing Spider-Mans there, and that's kind of where it started, and then it was books and kind of getting into fantasy books, and then from there it just kind of blossomed into all this awesomeness.
Very cool, very cool. Since you got into comics at a young age, what would you be your favorite comic book character?
Well, when I was younger, it was obviously Spider-Man, but as I got older, it was Harley Quinn and Joker, just because their romance is awesome, and Joker kind of makes me feel all kinds of different feelings, from weirded out to, you know. But Harley Quinn, because she goes from being this very smart psychologist to some kind of crazy criminal, so those two are my favorite right now.
That's really interesting. So you went went the bad side instead of a superhero, huh?
I did. I like them like that.
You like the dark and disturbing factor?
Exactly.
So who's your bet on? Are you full DC then, or do you still dip into Marvel? And of course, kind of a follow up to that as well. Who's winning the battle right now in Marvel versus DC?
DC right now is my favorite as I get older, just because they're kind of darker than Marvel, in my opinion, like the comics that I've read and everything like that. But hopefully, I'm kind of hoping that they are going to win this. Some of the rumors that I've heard, I'm not sure. But I'm not for the campiness that Marvel has, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't watch it anymore. I'm done with that show. I feel so bad, because it could be good, but I just can't do it. But I feel like this Gotham is going to be really good, hopefully.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I have it DVR'd. I watched an episode today, and I kept saying to myself, "Where's the action?" And I said, "Where's the fun?" Like, it just seems like they just kind of stand around and talk all day long.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly what it's kind of boring to me.
Mm-hmm. And then the whole show is this. Ready? The whole show is this. Hey, that happened in New York. And then here's another episode. Hey, strange reference from New York.
Remember that time we got shawarma in New York?
Yeah, and that was actually in the show on an episode. They were like, where should we order from? It was so sad. Yes. Anyways, I know I'm not a huge Doctor Who fan. It's not that I haven't... Well, no, I just haven't given it a chance. It's not that I hated it. Okay, wait, no, I take it back. I did hate it at first because it became like this...
You hated it because it was popular. I'm hell-bent on hating it because everyone loves it.
Well, it just came out of nowhere, and everyone's like, it's so good. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's just a box. And then everyone tried to get me.
What?
Listen, I knew
Are
nothing.
Are you hating on Doctor Who right now, for real?
Listen, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to the point to where I gave it a chance. You know, my buddy was all into it, and he's like, it's so amazing. And I just caught a part of it, and I was like, oh, my God, this CG is so terrible. And I didn't really give it its full due. But I did watch one episode, and I did enjoy it. Now, have I fallen deeply in love with it yet? No, but I'm still going to give it some more chance.
The problem with this is, though, is that you watched, like, the first episode from season 5. You can't fucking start at season 5.
No, you have to start at the beginning. In the first episode, like, I'll admit it, it's not the best.
Oh,
but
the
once you, the mannequins. The mannequins are a little ridiculous. But from there, it gets a lot better.
Okay, well, and I'm glad that you guys keep saying this, and I'll go back and I'll give it another chance. But
yeah.
I couldn't have a show without Doug and you being able to chat about who's your favorite and how did you get into Doctor Who yourself?
Well, it started out my older sister. She showed it to me, and it was the first episode. Funny because the whole thing is she's terrified of mannequins, and the first episode is about mannequins, so it's kind of like a joke to us. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll watch it. And after that, I kind of, like, marathoned it and watched it all and fell completely in love with it.
Very cool. And who's your favorite doctor?
Tennant, of course. Tennant will always be my favorite.
A lot of people say Doug looks like Tennant.
What? No one has said that ever. I wish they said that, though. I wish those were words that were coming out of people's mouths.
So what led you to starting your YouTube series?
Well, I kind of don't do anything during the day when I'm at home, so I just kind of like, why not talk about stuff that I like on the internet, you know? I like watching YouTube, so I was like, I'll just get people to talk about comics and stuff with me, and it's kind of fun.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, hell, that's the reason why Doug and I started this, was because of the fact that we needed an outlet. We wanted to talk and chat, and here we are, but... anybody who follows you on Twitter also has seen some well-lit pictures. And I know that you're into the chive scene.
Yes.
So what brought you there as well? And I know that Doug and I have thought about doing the same thing because your Twitter numbers are ridiculous. And we were like, well, hell, if we just put on some panties and take some pictures, we could get there too.
Exactly. That's how it works. You just get a ton of followers. You just gotta show your ass to everyone.
Doug's gonna do it live.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Don't do it live. You can't take that back.
Yeah, once it's out there, it's out there.
Exactly.
Well, buttoning that back up.
But yeah, the same sister that got me into Doctor Who got me into the Chive. She showed it to me one day, and after that, I was kind of just on it every day. I love naked women, so it's just kind of a hobby now.
Indeed.
Congrats. Now, I mean, since you started doing that, I'm sure that there's been, a woman on the internet who is chiving it up, and of course, Twitter allows you to interact with people, and So does YouTube, of course. I'm sure that you come across a lot of maybe strange people or comments from men that maybe wouldn't be appropriate. Would that be a correct assessment?
Yes. It's gotten kind of weird ever since my sister got really into Twitter as well. There's a lot of incest. Like, they're hoping that we do stuff together, and that kind of weirds me out. But and wow. Before that, it was a lot of feet stuff, too. I don't know what's up with people and feet, but they want to see pictures of my feet a lot. So
is that the strangest request or comment that you've gotten? Is just like, okay, listen, I know that you show off your booty, and that's great, and that's real good. I'm happy for you, but can you show me your toes?
Yes.
Let me see the feet.
A lot of toes and feet, and like, hey, you should wear these socks or these kind of shoes and take a picture of it. And I'm not a foot person. I mean, like, I'm not too weird about it, but I'm not about to take pictures of my feet.
It is very, very strange. It's very weird. But well, before we start off the movie news and getting deep into the show, how can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Carissa Jack. It's CharissaJac. And then I have YouTube, which is the same, Carissa Jack. I have Instagram, and that's about all I do.
Awesome. You heard it here first. She will take requests for your feet photos. She won't put them publicly, but she'll send them privately for $25.
Or comics.
Yeah, or comics.
That's what you should be doing. Yeah. You should be putting like a wish list on like your website and be like, hey, I'll send you feet pics if you send me this Batman Volume 1.
I need this. Oh my god, it's a new business, man.
That's what do people do that? It's a thing that people actually do.
I think we should start doing it.
Out for comics.
It's just your feet.
It's just your feet.
It's just your feet.
You keep those covered up all day.
It's kind of like child pornography because I have tiny, tiny feet. Don't want to get arrested after that.
All right. Well, business deal has been killed.
Nope. She's still gonna get like five. She's gonna get like more requests now. People are like, "Oh man, she's got them kitty feet."
Oh god. All right. Let's get into the news before this gets worse.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
All right, so this week we have our Jim Gordon.
Yep.
Ben McKenzie. Has anybody seen anything that this guy's been in? He's been in Southland and the OC.
He was also in Batman Year One.
I watched that.
Ooh, yeah.
He played Batman. He played Batman in Year One.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's at first I thought that the nose was kind of too big for the Gordon, but I mean that's just nitpicking. I mean he's got a buff guy. He looks kind of good.
Yeah, for a young Jim Gordon, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then once you put that mustache on him, like if we see like the growth of the mustache.
Oh
really
man.
Funny if he's just got like just a little tiny one and they're like, Jim, that looks terrible. And he's just like,
I'm growing it out.
This is only my second day.
Or maybe somebody comes at him and they're like, hey, man, listen, you can't be the commish without a mustache. Make it happen. And then he punches a bad guy in the face and it instantly just pops out of his. Boom. And it grows. Are you happy with this, CJ? Or do you like that? You like that pick for Gordon?
I am. I'm happy with it. I don't know. I like him. He's not too bad looking.
He's easy on the eyes.
He is. I'm kind of excited for it. I kind of don't like the way that they're going with this show.
You don't?
From what I've heard, that it's going to be kind of like a soap opera type kind of show. I don't know.
Really?
I was just like. Grittier. I want to see the villains like kind of sprout out and just get really gory with it.
That's
but
what
I
we.
Doubt that's gonna happen.
And that's what we reported on a couple weeks ago. It said that that they are gonna focus on the origin stories of the enemies of the supervillains. So you're gonna get to see Penguin and of course Riddler and all those come to be. I don't think that you can go campy or you can't go. You'd have to go gritty for those characters. I mean, those characters are rooted in just evil.
Yeah.
As long as they make it dirty and bloody, I'm good.
it could be a soap opera, but as long as there's some blood thrown around, it's good.
Exactly.
But a lot of these villains aren't really known. Some of these first ones aren't really known for being like, you know, brutal killers, except for the Joker. But again, he doesn't have a reason to be in Gotham yet.
Yeah.
At this point in the story, it's going to be all about the mob bosses, and then we'll see people like Cobblepot before he's like the Penguin, because he runs with the crowd.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I want gritty and dark, but
yeah, I hope that they stay true to the origins of all the villains too. Like, they're kind of not doing that with some other things right now. So if they mess this up, I'm gonna be real disappointed.
Especially with the Lego movie. Origin stories are just ripped apart.
Yeah, and I heard that Lex Luthor isn't gonna have his original origin story either, which I'm not very happy about.
Yeah, I read that he's gonna be like a orphan kid from the streets that joins a gang. Yeah, and then he climbs his way to the top, and then he starts his own company, and that's
it. It only took 2 years for him to go from mob boss to successful CEO of a giant corporation.
Yeah,
he's gonna be all tatted up.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know. I'm disappointed right now in that whole movie.
Did you see the fan poster of Jesse Eisenberg without hair?
I did. It's not attractive.
You didn't like it?
No. I don't like him.
Oh. She's like, I'm so against this.
He's a brat to me.
That's why I think he'd play a good character, is that it kind of reminds me of Michael Rosenbaum's Lex Luthor from Smallville. Just that, like, spoiled brat kind of rich kid. Like, the Draco Malfoy of Superman. I think that's why Jesse may play it good.
I want to be smooth and kind of, like, manipulative. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm not going to judge anything right now. I kind of had my fit with Ben Affleck, so I'm just going to let it go from now.
You did judge it. You were like, fuck that guy.
Pretty much. I was so pissed. I was like, oh, Ben Affleck. I was like, nope.
There's been a lot of positive reactions though from people who've seen the suit and who've been close to him. Of course, Kevin Smith and
Kevin Smith.
Just recently, his brother from Another Mudda, God, what's his name?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon also said that he saw the suit and heard about the script, and he said it's just phenomenal. So. I am still holding out hope that it's going to be an amazing adventure.
I am hoping so too, but I don't know. They're just fucking it all up right now for me.
All the announcements.
I'm just so disappointed. See, yeah, I'm just every time it just gets worse and worse. Like, at one point I heard that Wonder Woman wasn't going to be an Amazonian, and then I read today that that's not true. Like, she was going to be from Krypton. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Don't do this.
So what did you think about the announcement for Wonder Woman? Because I took so much crap from these guys. Okay, listen, I said that her bust wasn't big enough.
It's not.
Thank you!
Her boobs can be bigger. She's skinny as hell. Like,
thank you.
Like,
I said...
But she can buff up. She can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what I was like, okay, first off, like, Wonder Bras, like, pusher bras can do wonders in a costume. Two, I was like, the thing he said was like, terrible casting, this is stupid, her boobs aren't big enough.
No,
like,
that's untrue. that's untrue. That's not what I said.
I was like come on, dude. Like,
okay, wait. Listen, they tried to make it out to be a sexist thing, but I said listen,
the only thing you commented on, you're like, she's too petite and her boobs are too small.
I said, don't
it's
you
not,
think
it's
that
it's not a sexist thing, because I agree and I'm a girl, so
see,
her boobs
thank
can
you
be bigger.
She I said
can,
she
was
too petite.
Job, I guess.
They could give her a digital boob job.
Oh. Instead of the CG mask from Green Lantern, it's going to be CG boobs.
CG boobs.
Great.
And they're going to be the boobs like from the, what's the video game? Where they can bounce all over.
Dead Alive.
Yeah, it's whatever. Alive. Yeah, Dead Alive, whatever it is. But yeah, I said that she was a little too petite, and I said she just didn't have the body for it. She's supposed to be this Amazonian woman, and then they, you know, I caught shit. But I'm glad that you agree, being a woman.
Yes, I do. It's not
take that, Doug. 5 months later.
yeah, seriously. Oh, final redemption.
Speaking of CG, Philip Seymour Hoffman's work in The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2 will be finished digitally. We've seen a couple things done like this. If you remember back to Terminator, where they did a digital Arnold a couple years back. Yay or nay, do you think that they can pull it off?
I think they have to.
I don't think that they have a choice.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see how they do it, because they could do something simple where it's like, you know, it could be like Star Wars, like a holo projector sort of scenario where it's like they're talking to like a, you know, a call, like he's calling in and it's a video projector and it's CG. That way they can make it look scrambled and like maybe that way they can cheat on how good or bad it looks, because it's like, well, it's a shitty signal. AT&T tower's down.
In The Hunger Games, AT&T. They have been doing some really cool stuff with, of course, digital projections and things like that. If you ever,
Tupac,
my cousin Tupac, he was done digitally for a concert, and they also did it for Biggie. But I'm really interested to see if they can pull it off for a movie, especially if it has any kind of close up. Because what they said was it's a very major scene that he had to shoot for the film. So I'm thinking that there's supposed to be some close-up of the face, you know, and I'm worried. I'm worried. Because of how good the last movie was.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see how they're going to do it. They've got at least 2 years before it has to come out. So in that time, they could work wonders, but it's still just like, you got to do this right, otherwise people are going to be like, hey, remember that movie where they had a fake Philip Seymour Hoffman? Like, they just forget everything else about The Hunger Games. That's all they're going to focus on if it sucks.
Yeah. Well, they can contact me for the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you did so good.
I can do it again. Here, let me try again. Ready?
Yeah. My name is Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. I'm bored.
Hold on. I got it. You have family? Do you love them? I'll kill them. Welcome to the Hunger Games.
That's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
your family. Do you love them?
Welcome.
Like, what? This has nothing to do with the Hunger Games. That's all we got. That's all this guy can do.
That's all he can
voice.
Do, but put him in. Put me in, coach.
Oh, man.
Did you guys know that the Independence Day 2 was being made?
There was rumors.
I didn't know that at all.
Well,
I'm not aware.
Independence Day, the sequel that does not need to be, is happening with or without Will Smith, but it has been reported that Will Smith turned down the role.
Good.
We should just go back to rapping. I listened to Summertime the other day. I was like, what happened to that? It was so good.
Na, 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 na.
For real, Summertime.
Na, 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 na. Get jiggy with it. Na, 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 na. Right? Guys?
No.
Yes, exactly. No. Maybe you should join him.
You're about as good as him.
Yeah.
No, Summertime was awesome. I used to jam to that. You knew Summertime was happening as soon as that came on, and you were just like, fuck yes. It's summer. Ladies, and then I'm sitting in my room all alone.
Yeah.
So after a string of terrible movies, Will Smith, I think he should have said yes to this. I think it would have brought him back.
It would have been fun, probably. I mean, it's been one of those movies that's been long enough that like it would have been fun to see a sequel. But I'm not crushed because he's not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has done a bunch of bad movies lately, so I don't care.
Oh, poor Will Smith and his billions. Millions.
Millions. He doesn't need me. His son and his daughter are raking in all the dough now.
Yeah, they are. Mm. But the...
Whip your hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
That's what I was waiting for.
Whip my hair back and forth.
Oh.
Are you guys checking out? I know Doug mentioned this. He wanted me to throw it in there, but Shia LaBeouf, is trying to not be famous anymore, but failing at it because he's everywhere. Did you guys see a Twitter photo of him wearing a bag over his head saying, "I am not famous anymore"?
Yeah.
Why? He got himself into this mess. He needs to just deal with it. Yeah, that's what you get for getting all that money.
I think he's just trolling everybody. Like, you remember a couple years ago when Joaquin Phoenix like grew the crazy beard and the long hair?
And then he
hair.
Was like, I'm out of acting forever.
Yeah, and he was doing, and it was just for like a movie that he was making.
A rap movie.
Yeah, and he was just trolling everybody. It was just a huge joke. I feel like that's what Shia LaBeouf is doing, but there's no like end project or anything. You know, it's not like I'm doing it for a movie. It's just like, ha ha, fuck you guys. Like,
yeah, he's like, I'm retiring, and then he's like on the red carpet the next day.
Yeah, well, and he, you know, he made this short film and he put it online, and it was discovered that it was a like verbatim ripoff of a comic book by the same guy that did Ghost World. I forget the author's name, but it just complete ripoff, like dialogue and everything. He just named it something else. So then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And so he apologized. But then they found out that his apology that he wrote to this guy was also plagiarized. Like, he stole it from other stuff. And then when that happened, he then hired one of those skywriting planes and wrote a I'm sorry over LA. And then he does this thing with the bag on his head. Like, he's just bonkers and just bullshit insane. Or...
it's just a publicity, or he's a genius.
A genius and just screwing with everyone, and no one knows what to think about it, because that's really what's happening. Like, what is he doing? I don't know what...
I believe that we are about to see the Le Bain meme, and people... it's going to be the next big thing. People were, of course, planking, and then we had the... what was that stupid dance that everybody did a video of?
Do the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, the Harlem Shake. I made two of those videos.
Now if I'm curious.
If you and they're both just you?
If you check my personal YouTube page, I got two of them, and I'm just sitting there like, I play every part. I'm like, it's so sad. yeah, so I think that's going to be the next internet thing. People with bags over their heads.
Oh, I mean, I'd be fine with this. I don't have to look at everyone all the time. But...
and the bag should say something about you, like,
yeah, it'll have something personal.
Then we can like get to know people's personality and not judge them on their face.
Let's start
it. Unless it says like douche, and it's like, oh, avoid that guy. He's obviously douche.
That'll have Doug. That'll be Doug's bag.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, Doug.
I would have a bag over my face, and it would just say, I have a giant beard.
Great. Oh, man. All right, so every week we, of course, take a look at the top box office. We run down the top five. Coming at number five is The Awkward Moment, awkwardly making $5.5 million for a total of $16.8 million. Number four is the movie that will not die, will not freeze. Frozen, making $6.9 million for a total of $368.7 million in 12 weeks. Number three, finally getting pushed off the throne, is Ride Along, making $9.4 for a total of $105.2. Number two is The Monumentous Men, which I really want to see. $22.7 million, huh?
Monuments Men?
That's what I said, The Monumental Men.
Nope.
Monuments Men, making $22.7 million. I want to see that one too. And at number one is an amazing movie that everybody should go see. It does not matter if you have a kid or not. This is just an incredible comedy. The Lego Movie, making $69.1 million, blowing all expectations out of the water. It was only predicted to make $50 million this weekend.
It was awesome.
It was great. Did you get to go see it, CJ, or you're not into it?
I didn't get to see. I want to, though. It looks really good. I love Legos.
So funny.
Oh, my gosh. It is nonstop hilarity.
Yeah. Everyone's saying it's, like, the best movie of the year. It's of what's going to be the year. Not of the year so far. Just altogether.
I'm telling you, it has a chance.
It reminded me a little bit of, like, Toy Story 3, and then it was, like, this kid's movie, but then it had, like, this really super deep, like... moment where you're just like, holy crap, this got real.
Yeah, and it got
like,
real.
I'm in
the
theater, like, I'm like, no one look over here at me.
Listen, I can't begin to tell you father and son moments. I've said it before. I tear up, and I'm just, I get emotional. I'm like, daddy.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was a great movie. Go see it. All right, now is time for my favorite part of the week. This is so much fun for me. Voiceovers with Doug.
Voiceover audition. Doug.
Okay, so since we have a special guest, we conned CJ to join in on Doug's audition. Now, you guys, I'm going to have a lot of life out of you for this one, because we're filming an infomercial. That's what you guys are auditioning for, is a infomercial. So we're going to need those infomercial voices, like the, yeah, and product.
You obviously don't know me too well, then.
This is the reason why we do it, is because Doug is very calm and introverted. And it's hard for me, if you've listened to anything in the past, Doug, it's like pulling teeth sometime to get him to talk. But that's why I really love doing this, because he's forced to say anything that I write down. So yeah. Doug and CJ will be introducing a new product to your lives. Sit back and enjoy. Okay. So,
all right.
Doug will start off anywhere where you guys both see both. You both have to read it at the same time, or at least try to.
That's not gonna happen.
We'll just try. We'll do the best we can.
All right, here we go, folks. Doug and CJ introducing a new product into your lives for this week's voiceovers.
Are you tired of being tired?
Are you sick of being sick?
Well, we've got a product for you. Introducing the Thingamabob.
It does it all. It dices, it slices, it does your homework.
Are your kids giving you problems? It's no problem for the Thingamabob. Just set it to the kid setting and it goes. Away it goes.
Jesus. You know, Doug, I am so sick of doing my laundry. But with the Thingamabob, I can set it and forget it. 14 days later, my clothes are washed, cleaned, and folded. Only add water.
I know what you mean. When my remote is 2 inches away from me, I hate to lean over to get it.
Who has time for that?
Now, with a Thingamabob, we don't have to reach that remote. Just say the simple audio command and it listens. Thingamabob! Activate legs, arms, sight, object detection, face recognition, voice detection. Owner Doug, get remote!
Then enter the 16-digit code, and it's off to get your remote.
It's that easy. So if you want to make your life as easy as ours,
call 1-800-THINGAMABOB and let Thingamabob make your life great.
Call now for our Thingamabob introductory price of 25 easy payments of $99.99.
If you're one of our first 500,000 Thingamabob callers, will throw in not one,
not two,
but three
Thingamabob Juniors. It does almost as much as the Thingamabob, but smaller.
That's right, Doug, and it runs on 120 AA batteries.
So great! So call now as the Thingamabob is selling out fast.
But wait, Doug, that's not all.
You mean there's more?
Exactly. If you call now, you'll also receive last year's greatest invention.
No!
Yeah, the Shawow.
This deal couldn't get any better.
Operator standing by. And remember,
if life's
in the way,
think about it. It. Why is there laughing? You were typing this and laughing, weren't you? So you typed the laugh.
It was kind of like a fuck you, haha. Like, I made you guys do that.
Yeah, ha ha ha. You just had to read all of that.
Oh my god, that was the greatest one that we've ever done.
I don't know if it was the greatest one.
Maybe for you listening and watching.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, maybe not for you both, but for the audience and for me. Which is the audience. That was so amazing. We might have to have you both on to do that every week.
Instead of like voice over. It's just, it should be a commercial that we record.
Yeah. I gotta write a script, and you guys gotta record a commercial for the show.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. So every week we hit up the video game news, and coming out of the iOS store, CJ, are you a big iOS gamer?
Maybe. Not right now. I'm focusing on my comics right now. I'm sorry.
Well, there's this game that came out called Flappy Bird, and it's the latest addiction for everybody.
It's not an addiction. All I see is everyone just like, fuck this stupid game.
That's exactly what it is. I played it, and I was like, fuck it. My high score, 17. 17. I've had it for like a week. Like, fuck this game. I do it like 3 times to get like 1. I'm like, nope. I know people that have like 57. Boyfriend, 57. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you.
We're not friends then, anymore.
Exactly. Can move out.
Well, this game hit the iOS a while back, and it just became really, really popular with everybody. In fact, so popular that it was making $50,000 a day in ad revenue.
Yeah,
that's insane. So the owner who made it, I can't even pronounce his name. I think it's like Nigel Nyan, Nijian.
Dong Win.
Dong Win, the creator of Flappy Bird, tweeted 22 hours. This was a couple days ago. This was yesterday, 22 hours ago, that he's going to take down Flappy Bird because of the fact that he just got so sick of how popular it was.
Was it how popular it was, or was it all the verbal abuse I'm sure he got from it?
He said that he couldn't deal with the popularity of the game, and like, it's ruining his life. But here's the strange thing. Then he tweeted out, I'm not going to quit making games. What the F, man? You make the most popular thing you'll probably make, I can't say in his whole life, but you have a hit on your hands. You're making 50K a day. How could you just be like, meh, forget it. You guys suck.
I really think it's got to be the amount of abuse he gets. Like, I'm sure that this dude probably gets, like, you know, fuck your stupid game. I hope you rot in hell. I hope your mother dies a horrible death.
Wow.
And, you know, because of this stupid game. Like, I'm sure that's what he gets, because it's...
Yeah, it sounds just like what I sent him the other day. I'm pretty sure it's exactly what it was.
I know, I was using it as a source just now.
CJ sent a five page email. And then he wrote, and
you're
then
ruining my life.
I heard that he wrote back and he was like, can I just see your feet?
That's what
I denied it, and I denied it, and that's why he couldn't keep me. He's like, this isn't getting me feet, so I gotta, I gotta get rid of this.
I gotta pull the game. Oh my goodness. I just couldn't see myself pulling a game because of popularity. But I guess if people hated me enough, I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, okay, well, fine, you win. But at the same time, like, if he was making $50,000 a day in ad revenue,
it's kind of difficult to walk away from that.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, why not just take your earnings and just be like, all right, fine, fuck you guys, I gotta, you know, I made a couple hundred grand. Like,
I'll make do. Oh, he made more than that, man. This thing has been out for a few months, like, popular. But anywho, Activision, AKA the devil.
Yeah,
I'm just saying they're not the most popular game studio in the world. That's all. That's all I'm saying. They make great games, but they're hated among. I mean, you know, you look on Steam, and when they throw a Steam sale down, they're like, "Oh, 10% off. Yeah. We'll do 10." Anyways, they are going to a 3-year rotation for their Call of Duty games. Sledgehammer Games is the company that helped out with Modern Warfare 3, the last really popular one that everyone loved because everybody hates Ghosts, but still play it. So they're going to go to a 3-year cycle, and hopefully that will help them innovate. Of course, we'll still get one every year. It's just that we won't get one from Treyarch or, you know, anybody every year or every other year. So it'll give them more time to bust out some better features, I hope.
Yeah.
Anybody a Call of Duty player? I am. I play it.
No. I'm not into war games like this. I'm more, except for Battlefield. Battlefield 4 looked amazing. But yeah, it's anything awesome. Else, I'm just like, fuck it.
Same here. I'm still stuck on Assassin's Creed 4.
Yep, I'm on. I've started playing them over again. I'm on 1 again right now. And I realized that there's one of the characters, he goes up and he goes, "It's a me, Uncle Mario." I'm just like, oh, I never noticed that. How adorable. Love it. I'm just finding little eggs in there. It's like, oh,
that's awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's from, I think that's actually from Assassin's Creed 2. But yeah, it's when Ezio meets his uncle. Yeah, I remember that. Because I remember being like, ah!
Yeah, I didn't notice it before.
That's pretty cool. I didn't notice that at all. I played through, I haven't played the latest one, but Black Flag, but I'm interested, but it kind of, the Assassin's Creed kind of burned me a little bit with
AC3, man, it hurt, man. Yeah,
it hurt me bad, man.
It took me a year to beat it. Like, there was actually, I logged into my Xbox, I put the game in, and it was like, last save was like over a year. It was like a year and like a week in between the times that I played it, because I was just like, man, this game. So I just went in and did all the missions and just, and then was done. Assassin's Creed 4, dude, I've been playing that game so much.
So I should get in. I should try it out.
Yes, it gets rid of everything that sucked about Assassin's Creed 3. It gives you an amazing character, and you're a freaking pirate.
I know. I love pirates. Yarr!
Have you been watching Black Sails?
I have it on my Plex.
It's like Assassin's Creed.
Is it really?
Yeah, but with awesome. Boobs.
But with boobs. Well, I'm in. That's all you gotta say.
So is CJ. I know. I just
yes.
She's in now too.
I'm gonna watch it now. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, cool. I am still playing Batman Arkham Origins, and I'm a little depressed with the news that is coming out. They are not going to fix any of the bugs that they have in the game, more or less. What they're going to focus on is just the DLC. So the upcoming story DLC, which I'm happy about. I'm glad that they're getting DLC, but I also think that there should be a small team still dedicated to squashing some major game bugs that they're still having, and it upsets me because it's like, okay, well, are we going to go, is this going to be a normal thing to where people are like, well, fuck patching it, let's just make more money, and people will deal.
You're playing on Steam, though, right?
I'm playing on the PC.
And have you experienced any bugs? I know that there was some Xbox bugs that people were having.
I haven't seen too many. I haven't seen any huge bugs for it yet. Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably 70% done with the game. I'm getting pretty close to the end, I think. But I haven't had any game breaking bugs. I have had some glitches here and there, but nothing that's been an eyesore or anything like that. But from what I've seen on forums and on YouTube, there's been a lot of bugs that people just can't get past.
I think I played it on Xbox, and I think I only had like two glitches, and one was just like, it went to a load menu and it just stayed there, and then I restarted the system, my game, and it like shut off the Xbox,
and then it worked
fine. And then it did that again almost like a week and a half later, and that time when I turned the game back on, it wouldn't load.
Yeah.
And so that was one, like, I waited a couple days and I went back and played it again, and it worked fine and never had an issue ever again after that. I don't know if a patch went through. I think a patch may have gone through at one point in between, but I haven't seen a whole lot of problems, so maybe they just figured that these bugs aren't so bad that they're not worthy of being touched. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
CJ,
I had very little problems, so...
Have you played the Batman games yet?
I've started playing Arkham Asylum, and it was from Steam, and Steam updated, and I was about 70% done, and it lost everything. So I kind of, like, rage quit it. Yeah, I threw my computer, I was like, nope, and I started playing The Walking Dead. So I haven't even finished Asylum yet. I have City, and I was livid. I was pissed. I was like, I worked so hard, and, like, I don't have a really fast computer, so it's, like, really slow and everything like that. So I'm just like, okay, I'll get through it. Yeah, I haven't gone back to it yet. I'm still pretty pissed about it.
Yeah, I went to go play mine the other day, and all my progress was gone. And like, I'd already beaten the game, but I wanted to go back through and do some just achievement hunting stuff. And I was like, I loaded up the game and it was like start new game, and I was like, what the fuck do you mean start new game? Like, it's Steam's telling exactly. me, like Steam's like, hey, you've got 40 something of 70 achievements. So it's like, I know that I the data's there, like somehow. But...
What am I being tricked?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell happened? Where'd my games go?
I have rage quit. I almost regret playing this game on normal because all the Batman games, of course, I play. Some games I just will play on easy because I really enjoy the story, but most games I'll play on normal.
Yeah.
This game, oh my god, man, it frustrates me to the point of just almost throwing the controller. And I just because of how brutal these the battles have become, the fighting. Like, you know, on Arkham Asylum, you'd be like, oh yeah, god, I comboed that. Oh, down. And now it's just like, oh, I got hit in the back and I'm dead. Oh, okay, thank you.
Yep.
So I have.
It's tough. I'm with you on Origins, man. Just even like the groups in the street, you're like, oh, okay, there's seven guys there. Piece of cake. And the next thing you know, like five of them have knives and you're dead. And you're like, what the hell happened? Yeah. Where did those knives come from?
Oh, man. I was just, ugh. So, anywho.
Have you gone against Bane yet?
Yeah. I did then. That took me a little bit just because my screen kept freezing. Not happy. But I beat that and I was like, okay, I'm done with that. And then I got past the part where you have to fight the two guys that are pumped up with all the juice, and then like a couple missions after that I was like, all right, well, it's gone now and I don't want to go through that again, so fuck it.
Bane in Origins, in Arkham Origins, man, he is a bitch.
He is. It took me probably 15 tries to finally beat that.
That was a part where I was getting really super annoyed.
I almost quit for good. Bane.
It's just like, dude, screw you.
I literally started a new game off on easy, and then I was like, you know what, I'll just give it one more try, and I finally got past it, and I was just like,
so good though. Do we want to talk about the Rust story that we were talking about before the show?
Oh yeah, we can bring up Rust a little bit.
Talk about that.
Listen, I'm a big fan of Rust. CJ, have you heard of this game, Rust?
I don't think so. I've like heard you talk about it, but
yeah, this thing, man. Oh, okay. It's a very awesome game. It's where, of course, you kind of throw. Last week we talked about it. You kind of what are the two games? DayZ. You take DayZ and you mix it with
Minecraft,
and you get Rust. Of course, they took out zombies this week with the new patch, so that kind of stinks. But because they don't want to be DayZ. But it's a really fun game. It's about survival. You get put into the middle of this island. You have to survive with like 100 or 200 people around you. You can raid houses. You can take everybody else's stuff. You can kill people and take their bags. And I mean, it's a ton of fun, and you have to craft everything. But there is a story and a video that came out this week. Doug, you tell everybody about it.
All right. Apparently there's this group of people on, and I think it started on one server, and I think they started infiltrating other servers. Because I think you just go and just join a new server, right? Like, if you're just like,
you join a new server. And it's one of two things. Either A, the administrator has the nude patch on, or they don't.
Yeah. So you can run around stark naked, because the game, you just essentially just land on an island. You got nothing.
Yeah, you are literally naked.
Yeah. Well, so what happened is these guys, they've band together and they call themselves the Penis Brothers.
Okay, wait, before you continue, I did want to say, I want to point this out. They actually rendered penises in the game.
Yeah.
Wait, penises and ball sack, or just...
Yes. Both.
The whole thing?
Yes, the whole
thing. The whole package. Literally.
Well, this makes an interesting game. I might have to buy it.
Yeah. You see her, you walk up on CJ. CJ, what are you doing? I've just been
that was part of the Penis Brothers.
Just been staring at this penis all game. $20 well spent, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. So there's this group that they go around. They've like a ton of people, and they force other players to remove their pants in the game. They're like, take your pants off or we'll kill you. And so there's a video that you can literally find, and it's like 30 naked dudes in Rust running around and like singing songs. And, oh, because you know, it has like that chat, open chat on, so you can hear everyone talking. Oh, it's so.
And they,
ridiculous.
I mean, it's like the reason it's so important to take your pants off is because, well, if they do kill you, you lose about 3 to 4 hours of work that you've done.
Clothes. Yeah, so like in the video, there's one video I saw that they surround this guy and he is like geared out, like military gear. He's got a gun. I mean, he is, and they just surround him and they're like, take your clothes, you know, take your pants off or we're going to kill you. And he's like laughing, but then they start getting closer and they're like pointing like bow and arrows and like rocks and stuff at him. And so he just takes off and he just starts shooting them. And he, you know, he kills a couple of them, but they eventually just overrun him and just. And then, you know, they're, like, just scavenging his stuff and taking his gun and stuff. All because he wouldn't take his pants off. So that's a thing that is apparently happening in Rust right now. So be aware the penis brothers.
This is your PSA.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really have to threaten me. I'll just take them off. Like, oh, okay, sure.
You want me to dance, good. Too? Where's the slash dance button?
So... that's a thing that apparently the internet has done to a game.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'll have to play it now. That'll be so much fun. I'm enjoying that game now. And then, they could get boobs on there too. That'd be nice. And be like, the boob gang, and I'm just like, take off your top. Otherwise, we're going to kill you. We can go both ways with that.
In the same video, they like chase a guy into his home and break down the door and kill him because he won't take his pants off. Ridiculous.
Oh my god, it's so awesome. I'm gonna go look at that up on YouTube now. At the end of the show, we like to have a little segment called Pitch It. It's where Doug and I sit down in front of some studio executive or TV executive and kind of pitch a new idea that we have for a show or a book or whatnot. CJ is gonna help us out, I hope. And we're gonna pitch the new Care Bear show that has been in talks. So, Care Bears, huh? What do you guys think?
I was never into Care Bears at all. They're so creepy.
We as guys were not into Care Bears. Doug actually was. You can see the Care Bear on his couch behind you, or behind him.
What, that is Yoda back
there. I was looking, oh, really? Sorry, they're not can creepy.
You, can you see, can you... see him over,
is there he is on the desk.
You have a lamb, though.
That's Katie's. That's not mine. That was her childhood lamb, apparently. She got it at Christmas time. Her dad
found
it in
the
attic.
You have something Victoria's Secret over there, too. And
no, that's his.
Yours.
No, that's his. that's definitely his. Listen,
it's a $100 gift card to Victoria's Secret.
Before
you go, buy yourself a new thongs.
Before we went live on Google Hangouts, you should have seen what he wore on the private shows. he really
nothing.
Got
exactly this. No, exactly what I'm wearing now. I don't change clothes.
Minus everything. he wears brown panties under that. It's so sexy.
Brown?
Well,
or
with
bronze?
A beard, yeah.
Bronze.
Bronze panties.
Anywho. All right, so I'm thinking that we pitch a little Care Bear show. What if we reinvented the Care Bears into, like, military?
So it's like G.I. Joe?
Kind of. Like, you got the Care Bears, but, you know, can you mention Grumpy Bear? And he's, like, he's got, like, a shotgun on his back, and then, like, he's got a satchel with shotgun shells all around him. And then, of course, he has a tagline, I'm so sad.
That's it. I'm so sad.
Yeah, that's just, he's grumpy.
Just because he's grumpy doesn't mean he's sad. He's grumpy.
Oh no. He's okay. Hold on. Sorry.
That's his own emotion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's grumpy, and he's like, he goes, I've had a bad day.
There you go.
I'm about to make yours worse. Yeah.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
And then kick open the door, and there's like Happy Bear, and he's got like a laser scope sniper rifle, and then he's like, are you ready to go shoot someone? You know?
This sounds like Happy Tree Friends.
Yeah.
Seriously. In the military.
This is the Adult Swim version
of Care Bears.
Of Care Bears.
Listen, maybe that's why it could work.
Yeah. This is like Robot Chicken almost. That's what it feels like. This is what I'm seeing.
All I can see is like there's like bears fighting other stuffed animals, and then like, you know, you rip an arm off, and then like instead of blood squirting out, it's just stuffing.
There was a video game that was like that. What was that called? You keep talking, I'm gonna find it.
Okay, and CJ, you're next.
Okay.
Continue. on the spot.
Do I do my own then?
Just whatever you want to add to it, or anything that you can think of that might consist of a great Care Bear series.
Well, I was thinking this. All my answers are gonna go back to this, but like Gotham villains, like you have the Joker, and he's gonna be like, I don't know what kind of bears there are because I wasn't into them, but like Funny Bear or something like that, and he could be the Joker, and then you can go from that and be like Sexy Bear. I don't know what bears there are.
Oh my god, Sexy
Catwoman
Bear.
Catwoman or something.
Sexy
you
Bear.
You get real dirty with it.
Oh, this would be awesome.
Yeah, Bondage Bear in there. That could be Catwoman with a whip or something.
Bear. That'd be awesome. Oh, I want to make this show. I want this show. And then you can have Care Bears, you know, like one of them kicks open the door and like two other, like Bondage Bear and Boob Bear are both going at it. You just see Care Bears just doing it.
One of them is just Silent Bear and he's just got a ball gag on. Or the little zipper.
Oh my god.
Come on, Silent.
He doesn't talk, so he just
What's wrong?
Timmy fell out the well.
You got Sick Bear and all he does. No, you got Party Bear. He's drunk all the time and he just does nothing but like vomit. He's like, "Where's the toilet?" Oh, this could be the best show of all time.
Okay, that bear specifically is voiced by H. John Benjamin. It's just that's who's going to be the voice.
Oh, that's like, hey, so awesome.
What, you don't know who? Archer?
I
Bob's
love,
Burgers?
Yep.
You know
John Benjamin has a van.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Oh my god,
Jeremy,
we could have a...
You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever watched Archer?
I've seen commercials.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's Archer. Dude, he's also on Family Guy. You watch Family Guy?
Yeah, I watch Family Guy.
He's Carl.
Oh. Okay,
my
bad.
Someone says Carl. Carl!
It just always sounds bored. I don't know.
I could also be, I could do the Philip Seymour guy for one of the Care Bears.
OD Bear.
OD Bear. Oh my god, too soon! Too soon! You have any trunks? You have any...
Do you like them?
Do you like them? I can give you some more.
Oh my god. Oh man, you know, we did talk about that they have arrested like 4 people in connection with his drug thing.
I'm a bear. And I can't die, so I just OD.
It's terrible. Oh my gosh.
Anywho, that's our show. That's our new show.
that's where we're gonna end it.
No, we still got one more segment. So, all right, sit back, enjoy some music as our last intro runs.
Are you watching closely?
All right, this is What Are You Watching, Reading, Playing? We will let ladies go first. CJ, what are you reading right now? What are you watching? What?
I thought Doug was going to go first.
Oh. Oh, damn. Burn.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Okay. Ladies.
I'm watching right now Arrow. I haven't got all the way caught up yet. And then I just got done watching American Horror Story, and it was really good. Not as good as the first season, of course, but it was good. I think that's all I'm watching right now. And then I'm reading a bunch of comics. I'm trying to get as much New 52s as I can, and read all of the Amazing Spider-Mans from like start to finish again. But that it's so many. I just wanted to be able to like, I just want to get to it, and then I want to read the Superior Spider-Mans, and then I want to read the new Amazing Spider-Mans that are coming out too. So that's my mission in life right now.
Very cool. Doug?
Let's see. I just started House of Cards on Netflix.
How was that? I want to see it.
The first episode was really good. Kevin Spacey's awesome, and so I'm really looking forward to being able to continue watching it, especially with season two starting like next week. Yeah, it was really good. I finished Harry Potter, the second book, so I'm gonna move on to whatever series I feel like next. I'm gonna take a break from Harry Potter for a second and go to something else for a while. I've got these books called like X-Heroes. They're about like superheroes and the zombie apocalypse, and the way it was described like on the front cover of the book is like The Avengers meets Game of Thrones meets The Walking Dead. And that's pretty accurate to the first book. It's pretty awesome. So I've got the rest of those books I want to check out. Playing, like I said, still playing Assassin's Creed 4. Played this game called Gunpoint on Steam.
I saw that during
one of the sales. Do what?
I saw that you wrote a review on it on our website.
I wrote a review on the site. So much fun. I've played it like 4 times through, just getting all the achievements, and it's a little fun little game. I think it's like $10. Definitely add it to your wish list and, you know, hit it when it... I mean, $10 is not bad, but I mean, if you're like me and you're like, for what it is, it could be less. It's a short game, but it's... The replay value is awesome, and it was so much fun. It was witty and funny. So that's what I've been doing. Excited for The Walking Dead to come back tonight.
Woohoo! I'm excited too.
You're in an hour.
Oh, yeah, we had an hour countdown for it, so...
Yeah. True Detectives.
Golly, how much content can you consume in a week?
I know. That's what I was wondering. I'm trying to watch like 3 different shows and I can't do it. And you're like over here like, oh, I got books and comics and shows.
Geez.
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah.
His job allows him just to sit around and do anything he wants.
It depends. But like weekends, it's like Saturday morning, like it's like video games. And then like last night I went over and watched Nebraska, that movie, which also was really good. And then like tonight I'm going over to a friend's house and we're gonna watch True Detectives, Walking Dead, and Black Sails. But like I do it all
days. I'm sorry, but why are you not following up The Walking Dead with Comic Book Men that's airing right after it?
Oh my god, I know, I'm so excited.
Because I've got other TV shows to watch. I also had to watch Arrow last night because we didn't have time to watch it tonight.
Dude, Comic like Book Men is the shit. I don't care. You need to start watching that.
I go watch Comic Book Men every day.
I'm so glad it's on Netflix.
I know. I've watched it like 3 times now, like all the way through, and I'm just like, just bring it back already. It's getting ridiculous.
I'm so happy.
I listen to their podcasts all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, and when I heard that he came out with that show, I didn't give it a chance at first, and then all of a sudden I watched it. I was like, holy shit. And so then I watched both season one and season two, like, back to back. Finished them in, like, a night.
That's what I did. I love Kevin Smith. I would do lovely things to him.
Dirty, dirty things.
Yes.
Unmentionables.
Me too.
Me too. All right, this week, let's see. I watched The Last Stand with Arnold. I also watched, of course, the Lego Movie.
Oh yeah, I did that too.
I still haven't gotten through Sharknado. I've got like 15 or 20 minutes left of that movie.
Oh my gosh, no, come on.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
I'm trying to...
Don't do it. You're losing your life there. Like, that 15 minutes, you could spend doing something so much better.
I'm trying to power through it because I want to say that I watched it because I have the sequel coming.
Oh my god, are you serious? I did not know that.
Yeah, the sequel's coming.
How do they get the money for that?
They made a shit ton off of this first one.
Oh.
What's the second one called? It's just called... Oh yeah, that's what it's called. It's called Sharknado 2, the second one.
The second one.
That's so bad.
I've been watching... let's see. I've watched a couple episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's been a fail. And, of course, the weekly show list that I have here. So, but That's about it. That's all the content I've been consuming. I've been mostly trying to trying to create. But other than that, that is our show.
We're not going
to
do a giveaway this week.
Oh shoot!
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Forgot about it too until just now. I was like, oh wait, I feel like we're forgetting something.
Okay, listen.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of late in the game, so this is what we'll do. We will give a giveaway. How should we do it? All right, if you make it to the end of the show and you listen to everything, tell us what CJ's favorite comic book characters are, which I should be easy to tell because she said it in the show.
She did.
Yay.
So you'll win a game. What game do you want to give away, Doug?
Let's give away... Oh, man, I was just looking at my library a few seconds ago.
Make it quick.
I had one. Holy crap. You put me on the spot. I forgot.
Grab one.
I'm not looking at my library anymore, so it's not open, so I can't tell you.
All right. I have Trine 2.
I still have a copy of Trine 2, but we keep trying to give that game away.
Yeah, people aren't going for it. All right, what game you got? Let's give away a game and a movie.
Oh, and a movie.
Mm-hmm. We're going to throw in a movie as well.
Okay. I've got a couple of movies sitting right here next to me. I've got, like, Man of Steel,
that's it. Done. All right, we're giving away. If you answer, what is CJ's favorite comic book characters, you will win a copy of Man of Steel and a video game.
Oh, they're getting both.
They're getting both.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Steam is opening for me, so hold on.
Okay. We'll kill it this way. CJ, once again, we thank you for being on the show. Where can people find you if they want to follow you or harass you about your feet?
Well, they can harass me about my feet at Carissa Jack on Twitter, and then on my YouTube, which is the same thing, Carissa Jack, and then Instagram, Carissa Jack, which I don't go on there too much, but sometimes it gets real interesting. It might get real interesting real soon, so.
There you go, a little teaser.
When can we expect a new video from you?
Next weekend, so that's when I'm going to be shooting it, so hopefully next Monday.
Awesome, next Monday. All right, so Doug, have you chosen a game?
It's either going to be Don't Starve or Castlevania.
Castlevania and Man of Steel. if you can tell us, what is CJ's favorite comic book characters? All right, so that is our show. We thank CJ for being here. It was a blast.
Yay! Where's that applause drop? Yay!
Oh, wait, hold on. I have it here somewhere.
It was so much fun.
All right, everybody. Until next week, we thank you and good night.
Bye.
Bye.